USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is at Walter Reed Medical Center, and he'll be there for the next few days. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany saying the visit is out of abundance of caution and that the president remains in good spirits and has mild symptoms. Lawmakers still reacting to the news of President Trump's diagnosis. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins wishing the president and first lady well.
Well, the first thing is that is prayers for the president and the first lady, and just to get better. And look, every precaution in the world could have been taken for them not to get it, but now they have it. Let's just get them better and in a little bit get them back out on the campaign trail.
Six counties in North Dakota are being declared a major disaster due to a summer storm. The request made in August was granted today. The storm hit with high winds and hail, dumping up to 8 inches of rain. Damages top over $5 million. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
With more on the politics behind President Trump testing positive for coronavirus, here's USA Radio Network's Val Dior.
The president is now under quarantine with the first lady and has canceled all public events, yet is expected to rally and communicate with his supporters virtually. Vice President Mike Pence is the first in line should the president become too ill to remain in office, followed by the Speaker of the House, Democrat Nancy Pelosi, and then the president pro tem of the Senate, Republican Chuck Grassley.
White House chief economist Larry Kudlow says he doesn't believe the president testing positive for the coronavirus will have a lasting impact on the economy.
I am told it's a rather light case. He will be following doctor's orders, Dr. Sean Conley, who's the best in the business.
Kudlow also telling reporters that they're getting task assignments from Chief of Staff Mark Meadows that are coming down from the president. Kudlow also saying he was tested and was negative. Wall Street ending the week on a down note. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is testifying before a Democratic-led select subcommittee on the coronavirus crisis. Secretary Azar talking about the government's response to the pandemic.
What gets me up every morning and what motivates the 83,000 dedicated people of HHS is the chance every day to make advances that help save some of those lives. So people die. We try to minimize that. We try to mitigate human suffering. It is our mission. It's the core of everything that we do. We work to save those lives. If we hadn't taken some of the aggressive early steps that we took, for which we were criticized as being xenophobic, overly aggressive, or alarmist, like shutting down travel with China, shutting down the economy, we could have lost, according to Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci, as many as 2 million Americans. And so any loss of life is tragic and horrible, and we don't want to see a single loss of life. But our actions have made a difference.
The Kentucky Attorney General's office is releasing information regarding the Breonna Taylor grand jury case. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki.
Hours of audio recordings of grand jury testimony in the investigation of Breonna Taylor's death were released on Friday. The police officers involved in the shooting of Taylor testified they had announced themselves before entering her apartment. Officers had a no-knock warrant to search the apartment. They testified they had opened fire inside the apartment because Taylor's boyfriend had shot at them first. He said he believed someone was trying to break in and didn't know they were police officers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.